So I think what we're going to do today is actually go through the piece quickly because it's shorter than the last siman. So let's start. Ikr gdulas shekadosh baruch hu shegam rachoikim yimenu yizbarach ma'od ma'od gam him yizkarvu la'vaydaso u'bazeh yis yaker v'nis'ala shmo yizbarach l'mayla u'lemata. The main gdula of Hashem, the greatness of Hashem, is that also the rechokim from Hashem, ma'od, ma'od, super rechok. They're also mekarev themselves to avodas Hashem. And in that way, Hashem's kovid becomes much greater, lamala ulamata. And that's his ikar gedula, is that when the dafka, the rechokim, are mekarev themselves. Al-Kain, we're not explaining it, we're just reading the piece. Al-Kain, ein la'odam l'yayish atzmo b'milaskarev la'avodas Hashem, person should never be miyayish themselves from coming closer to Hashem and to Zavoida, because, oh no, I fell, what am I going to do? I sinned, I'm the lowest. Even if it was like binging, right? And it was here balasas ra. It was constant, and it was a lot. Because the opposite of what you're thinking, that I need to be misrachik because Hashem doesn't want me, the opposite of that is true. Mimenu daiko yis'alav yishtabach v'yizgadil kivoido yizbarach b'yoyser kanal. Because specifically, through him, there's a yis'alus. Hashem yizbarach, his kovod becomes greater. V'yishtabach v'yizgadil kivoido yizbarach b'yoyser through the person who's the most rachok. Aval ikar ha'eskarvas ha'rachokim Hashem Yisbarach hu edei tzadikei hador. And for this to work, essentially, is what the Rebbe is saying, for this to work, it's b'koyach ha'tzadikim, through the tzadikei hador. Okay. So let's try and break it down and bring out the yisoid of this siman. So essentially what the Rebbe is saying here, and this nekuda, this nugget of chizik, that our entire lives depends on, this is based on Torah Yud and Likutei Moran, Torah very close to my heart. Essentially what's going on here is we're trying to reassociate ourselves with the value system of Avodas Hashem. Whereas a person essentially gives value to himself when he's doing things that bring toelis to the world. Person does A, and what comes out of it is B, and he gets chiyus from that. You know, he made this deal at work, and he made money, and the money is the toeles, and he feels hitzlachti, I was matzliach. And this is exactly where our problem comes in, because mitzvahs are the opposite, whereas mitzvahs is a person doesn't see any toeles from his mitzvahs. Kimat, ever. Shabbos, keeping Shabbos, it's simple, right? Batsim, it's simple. Turn off your phone, eat some food, you know, go to sleep, and wake up, and it's over, especially now. Tzitzis, simple. Shacharis, tefillin, neiros Shabbos, all these things, we do them, and it happens, and, you know, Rachman al-Tzlan, and it ends up in the garbage, and we have to understand, you know, how could it be that Yadus HaPshuta, the simple form of Yiddishkeit, isn't giving us the chizik that we need, isn't giving us the simcha that we need, which is all of this whole siman beis and mishivas nefesh based on Torah Yod is all about rikudim, where the yisod of the whole Torah there in Likutei Moran is that a person has to get to a place where the most basic level of Yiddishkeit, the most basic level of Yiddishkeit. We're not talking about Madrigas, we're not talking about Kiddushi v'tahara, we're not talking about anything. Basic Yiddishkeit gets a person not just like, you know, to stay alive in this world, but rikudim v'amchos kaf, where a person is roket, is dancing and clapping from Yiddishkeit, from his Yiddishkeit. And it comes from this siman in Meshivas Nefesh, because there in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu quotes the Zohar Kaddish that says, Kod asa Yisro, Kod asa Yisro, Kedain is Yakir vis Ala Shma Ilah. The Zohar Kaddish says that only when Yisro came, that's when Hashem Yisbaruch Nachas was in its fullest. That's when there was the greatest Tisalos Kvod Shemayim. When Yisro came, right? Which is us, when a person falls, right? When we're misragel to start thinking that through me is the greatest Nachas Ruach Hashem, through me is the greatest Kvod Shemayim. And not to constantly beat ourselves up like, oh man, I didn't want to be B'dieved Jew, right? Like 96% of these Musar Shmuzin of, you want to be B'dieved? No, we want to be L'chatchila. And that's like the food that we feed ourselves until the day that we die without doing one rikud from the mitzvahs that we do. Because, oh, we need to be L'chatchila, right? And the Zohar Kodesh tells us, Adar Abba, Kod Asa Yisro, okay? So if we brought up Yisro's LinkedIn profile, right? What do we see by Yisro's LinkedIn? He was the Koimer La'avoyda Zara. He was the master, the expert in all of idolatry. He did all of them, and he was the Rebbe in all of idolatry. He was the number one idolater in the world. And when he came and said, Ati Adati ki Godol Hashem, not Ati Adati, Rashash and Arizal and Shas. Now I know Shas. No, Ati Adati that Hashem is with me, right? And he was Mischazik. Then Kidei Nisyakir Vesalish Moyla, right? So, right, we have to understand a little bit more how we're zoicha to this, how we're zoicha to holding on to this derech. And if we look at over there in Torah Yud, which is, comes out in this Siman Mishivas Nefesh, the whole purpose. Of this sicha and what we're trying to get out of this is getting out of gaiva, right? That's what it talks about there in Torah Yud, because all of our problems that which stems from this is Moshe Rosh and gaiva. I don't want to be b'dieved, right? Like Korach, like it brings down over there in Torah Yud. Korach was just lachutz and nervous, so didn't want to be b'dieved, right? And the Medrash tells us that Korach was a min, a koifer. He was cholik on Moshe Rabbeinu and didn't want to accept the simple aspects of Avodas Hashem. And this is the way we get to Simcha and Chizik, is by being mevatel our gaiva, bekoach hatzadikim, getting out of this gaiva. The gaiva that tells us like, oh, it has to have been better. I have to be better than I am right now. Right now is not okay. I have to be better. There's no way Hashem is with me in my current state. No shot. Impossible. That's called gaiva. Get it into your head. This is what being miskasher to the tzaddikim means, is that knowing that that's gaiva. So how do we get out of it, right? The answer is there is no way out of gaiva. This is the nature of being a human being, is that we're only happy when we're succeeding and being recognized and moving forward, upward and onward. And that's the teva of what it means to be a human being. So what? We're doomed? We're doomed to a life of misery and no rikudim bechlal, never dancing from our limud Torah and from our shmir Shabbos and from our beard and payas and from the mitzvahs that we can do, right? And not being depressed about what we can't do. Is we're doomed? That's essentially what we're saying. Is that no? There at the end of the sicha, aval ikris karvus harachok mashenas b'chol yedei tzadik ador. Is taking from Torah Yod, where it says the Iker, Derech, the only way to be Mevatel Gaiva is Iskarvos L'Ruach HaTzadik, where a person is Mekarv himself to the Ruach HaTzadik, the breath, the spirit of the Tzadik, who feeds us the sweet truth of Torah, of knowing that Gaiva is just the most disgusting thing, this Gaiva that immediately to know that right now, if I'm not willing to be rokeh about my mitzvahs, if I just want to be like, nah, what do you mean? Tell me to be rokeh, what are you talking about? Breslover or something? Nanach? No. Immediately to pick up on the fact that when a person is not willing to be misameach himself, and to be rokeh, and to dance on his mitzvahs, it's for him to be able to say, I'm mistaken, I stink, I'm disgusting, because I'm a balgaiva right now. And immediately, in that way, we get back to being just to being people, to being a person who's a Jew, who's a healthy, happy Jew on the most simple, basic Shemiras HaMitzvahs and simple way of serving Hashem. And in that way, also, we're able to move forward to Pnimius, to real Das, to Pnimius, where we're, you open up Lekutei Lachos and you start to see the Nachas Ruach that's in every single mitzvah, the Pnimius, the Dveikus in every mitzvah, and the Nachas Ruach that's in all the Dvarim HaGashmim in the world. And now you're living with Ruach HaTzadik, and you're moving, and you're able to be a Zariz and Torah and mitzvahs, and you're getting up because you know that you, through you is Esalos Kvod Shemayim. Oh, so what happens when I fall? Adarabba, when I fall, I'm even happier because now I'm Yisro. Now through me is even a higher Nachas Ruach Hashem. So I'm never in a matzav where I'm miyayish myself, right? I build up the Ruach HaTzadik in me, and now I'm able to move and to start serving Hashem with Zrizus and Chiyus and Ruach and Dveikus and Emuna and Tfilas B'Kavana, and it's going my way. And then it, all of a sudden, I run into this brick wall and it's not going my way. And I'm mechazik myself even more. The rikud goes even higher. And the yiridos, letzara chalia, like in dancing, right? When you go further down, you're able to jump up even higher. And in that way, a person is living in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Beis HaMikdash, he knows, is called bias. Hashem is with me b'chol makom, is with me in my bias. Which is like in this week's parsha, which Rabbeinu quotes in Torah Yud over there, right? Manayra ha-makom hazeh, ein zekim beis alekeinu. Right, it's not exact lashon of the pasuk, but the soid is that Yaakov karo bias. Yaakov called the Beis HaMikdash bias because he's megalas to us that Hashem is with us. There's no metzias that Hashem's not with us. That's called gaiva. Person who Rav Nosson says all the time, he said to one of his talmidim, who said, "Oh no, I had a nefila." And Rav Nosson said, "From where? where were you? You know that you oh you were so high you fell." No such thing as a yerida. Yerida is called gaiva, and when a person Mamish has Yerida, then Adarabba, he knows through me is the greatest pleasure and the greatest Kvod Shemayim. So, Zachinu to Meshivas Nefesh, Zachinu L'Skasher, to Rabbeinu HaKadosh, we should go, Michael Chayil and Eskashers to the Tzaddik, living with the Das, that through me is the Iker Nachas Ruch Tashem, Chaim Tov Mashalom, until next week on Meshivas Nefesh.